for you to play with?
My dad was he was my biggest fan. He made so many sacrifices for me to get to where I am today, and I just know that he wouldn't want him to be the cause for me not to play. So that's why I decided to play. I wanted to honor him, knowing all that he did to try to get me to where I am today.
Could you have scripted that better in honoring him the way you performed today?
Oh, man, I didn't really have no thoughts on if I was going to play well or not. All he ever asked for me every game is just to play my hardest. I can give up 3 touchdowns, get 3 interceptions. He'll still love me the same. So, it's a blessing how it happened for us to get the win and everything. But all he wanted was just me to play hard, and that's what I did for him.
And what's why you were on your knees at the bench praying? What was going on in your mind then? Were you thinking about him and what kind of man he was?
Yeah, I just knew what his response would have been with some of the stuff that was going out there. He just would have been smiling and just been very, very proud. And I was just thinking about how he was reacting. So I was definitely thinking about him.
Mike talked about the prayer that Gerald gave at the beginning of the kind of pregame. What did that mean to you? Did it kind of help you get through this game and give you the emotions to focus on what you had to do?
I mean, from Gerald, the whole team was just so supportive. Just sending texts, condolences to my family, flowers, everything. Everybody just been self-supportive. So, I mean, I can just tell that they was playing hard and motivated, and it just felt great to know that they had my back and they were supportive of me. So, I mean, from that speech with Gerald to everybody, I mean, I'm just so appreciative and thankful for this team.
Could you put the t-shirt that you wore today underneath the uniform?
It was something that my wife made for me. It was one of my favorite pictures of me and my father. When I was at UCLA, it was the one thing that I just wanted to forget about him is just his smile. And that was one of my favorite smiles of his. So just to show that he's always with me and he's going to always be with me in every game, every step of the way, off the field, on the field, because the type of man he is what made me into the man I am today.
Can you put into words, Altron,
what your dad meant to you?
Everything. Like I said, he sacrificed so much for me to reach my goal, not even just from a football sense, but just life sense, advice, and just being there for me and just caring for me. I mean, he was everything for me. I'm just happy to just continue to try to make him proud while he's looking down on me.
Altron, for those of us who didn't know him, describe him as a man.
He was the most caring, loving person that you'll ever know. I mean, he would talk to a stranger, that's standing next to him at a bus stop, in the stands. I mean, he was just so caring and loving. He cared about everybody. I mean, he was willing to take his shirt off and give it to the person that he never knew. And that's the man that I'm going to know and I'm going to cherish forever, just that love and support that he always gave me through the thick, through the bad, the good, everything. And that's the type of man he was.